Angeles.
Milo, buenos tardes.
Yeah, buenos tardes.
Thank you for the good news on the 101 GBS1. I'll get you the report on that.
Yeah.
What about our princess guy?
He just looking at this guy there. What I'm saying there, he's like, oh, maybe I'm just want to spend $7,000. So
yeah.
$7,000, we got $1,200 for the ring.
Ooh.
So my profit.
Yeah, like not enough. Not if he wants to spend. Yeah, so he's got to be like care and a half.
So we need to get something for what, $3,500?
Yeah, it's 40, care and a half, care and a quarter, is what he could afford. Or
the
lab.
Now he's
done. You know, if she wants a full 2-carat. Whatever happened with the guy? The am I ordering that GIA, or did you sell one of the IGIs, the lab grown's, the rounds? Remember the guy that really wanted a 2.5, 2¾, or a 3-carat, but wanted GIA lab?
That one we sold that one too.
Because I'm glad you were able to talk him off the ledge there.
Which one he picked? I'm losing track.
You're just selling too many diamonds, Milo. Slow down.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he picked that one. Actually, he's coming on Tuesday to see the cat. I'm working
nice.
On the cat.
Okay.
We created the ring, but he picked 306 EB is one.
Beautiful. Alrighty.
So I need
the report.
The report too. So
okay. Okay, perfect.
I hate that guy, Garrett.
Yeah, is it because he wanted the GIA? Or what else did he say?
Yeah, he wanted the GIA, and he spent his, like, not kidding you, like, so much time, like, looking the stones and asking me, like, what I'm thinking and about the GIA. And he said he won the GIA. I'm like, okay, oh, the GIA is going to be, I only put, like, $1,000. I'm like, oh, because I'm making the ring.
Right, so it's going to be $2,600
so,
or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and then
I told him, like, yeah, it's going to be $2,600, like, whatever. Just do quick math when you told me on the phone. And he was like, oh, what if I get you the stone? Because he was saying that he saw one online and he can buy it from Les. Like, yeah, that's fine. And at that point, I was like, just get out of here, man.
Right, exactly. It's like, it's already, not just the way, yeah, the waste of time is actually what hurts the most.
In like an hour, and now he come out with like, oh, what if I get you the stone? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make you the ring for $1,200, or now I'm going to make you the ring for $2,000.
Right.
I'm not... You know, I'm going to increase the price on the ring.
Right, because I'm taking the risk. I'm not mounting the diamond myself. Or I'm not mounting my own diamond. I'm mounting your diamond, and there's a risk involved. So it's going to cost you more.
So, yeah, so anyway, we, like, end that battle, and I'm like, so what is your opinion, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look at, I mean, listen, you're asking the wrong guy, man. Like,
good for you,
like,
Milo.
I'm a jeweler. I'm like, I've been doing this for 28 years.
Yeah.
Lab growns, to me, they're garbage.
Right.
I'm sorry, obviously they're not. It's just a way to express myself that, like, I don't like lab growns because they're
right.
not real.
Right.
And he's, like, shaking his head and, like, why are you saying that? Why are you calling them garbage? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, listen, so I got Alexa here, and I'm like, Alexa, what is the difference between genuine diamond and a lab grown? And, like, see? I'm like...
That's
no,
funny.
You can do your own research, man.
Right. I asked Alexa, and she knows everything, so. That's smart. I love that. That's great.
But I'm sorry
you were such a pain.
I was so annoying with that guy that he won the GIA, and I already made the ticket. They're like, okay, you're going to have to pay in full because I'm not, it's a final sale or whatever.
Yeah.
And after that, he go with the 2.5.
And then he changed his mind from the 2.5 to a 3?
Yeah. Now he changed his mind that he want to go with the 2.5. Yeah. And I'm dealing with those other customer waiting here. And I told the guy, listen, can I help these other customers? And because I think this is going to take longer.
Yeah.
And we still need to go with the process of the rain, because he got like three different pictures of rains, and from those three, we make him one. Okay, from this rain, we get in this from the side, from this one, from the top. So I'm like, oh my God. So at the end, he changed his mind again, and he go for the three.
Mount it up and take his money before he changes his mind again.
You got to be kidding me. And at that point, I told him, listen, this is the final sale. I need a deposit that you pay in full, because I'm not going to be doing all this. And he come back and say, like, oh, you know what? I want to go with the GIA.
Right.
Probably he got in the back of his head that he should go for the GIA.
Right.
You know?
But it's so stupid, though, again, that of all the things to spend money on.
It's not worth it, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, so we got those two sales. Oh, and
awesome.
And the bracelet, I sold one of mine, but I'm going to keep the two, because that gave me the money to pay for the two care.
Oh, thank you. That's
yours.
Awesome.
So now yours is on the case.
Hey, listen, three sales. I love it. Thank you, Milo.
Okay.
And then let me know whatever else you need. I'm here tomorrow as well.
That one, you can help me with the discount. How much you said? That was 31 and you
paid. Yeah, I took off 10% for you.
10%?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't want to pay
31. Nah, I wouldn't either. I'd want to pay less.
I know, but remember last time we got them cheap?
Yeah, they were different quality.
I should buy a 10, right? That.
Yeah, well, you should have bought it all and then scrapped the gold.
Right?
You know? Crazy.
Yeah,
but
you know.
Thank you, Milo. It's a good start to the holiday season.
All right. So
let's go. Let's keep moving. If you want anything else, I'll be here. I'm actually shipping Saturday for free.
I saw your email. I saw the paper there. Now you guys going to be shipping on Saturday.
Yep, and we're open later. So I'm here for you, okay?
10 to 5? No, 10 to 2.
So 10 to 5 on Saturday, but during the week, like next week, we're shipping until 6:30. The following week, we're shipping till 7. So there's no shortage of me. Whatever you need, I'll be here.
Okay, keep it calm.
All right. Thanks, Milo.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.